No Nonsense Podcast, Episode 1. All right, time for some office cleanup. Shit, this desk is a bit of a mess. Let's see, papers everywhere, things just everywhere. Okay, I think this needs to go over there. Thank you very much, that old coffee cup. No one needed that anyway. Everyone said they hated that coffee cup, and I kind of agree. This, oh yeah, this thing here, this definitely needs to go right over there. Oops!
Sorry, Kimmy.
That's where you throw it, asshole.
This over here, this old picture of the ex-wife, yeah, that bitch needs, she's a frigid bitch. She needs to go right over on that pile.
Hey, dude, what do you think you're doing? What are you throwing shit around the office for?
I'm just throwing out some old stuff.
But you're throwing it around the office, man. Fucking point?
No,
what's your problem, man? I'm going
to
tell the boss.
I need to tell the boss.
I'm going
to
tell the boss, man.
Dude,
you're an ass.
If you tell the boss,
I'm
going to
tell the boss,
okay?
Bro. I'm going to tell the boss
right
now.
That's it.
You are for it. Come here, you. You want to tell the boss? Yeah, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you, man. I'm going to eat you. I'm going to get you. Yeah, I'm going to get you. Look who I just beat up. Look who I just beat half today.
Man, shut up.
Look who I just beat half today.
Man, shut up. You not have to tell the whole office. I'm going home now.
Oh, good for you. I'm going straight to the cops.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. This Sunday only, National Tiles is holding its fourth annual financial year sale. Get 50% off National Wall and Floor Tiles. And everything else
Frank,
in between.
Frank,
no, wait, sorry, what?
We don't need you, mate. We don't need you to
what
do this
What do you mean
anymore?
You don't need my voice on the radio
because
anymore?
Because we've got robots doing
What's
it.
What's this
now?
AI shit?
They're robots, mate.
I've never heard of this AI crap.
It's
what are you talking
automatic.
About?
It's done by computer.
No, I'm
Frank.
Not going to piss off because I've been doing this job for 69 years,
Frank,
all right?
Listen.
I'm not going to piss off for the next 65 years,
Frank,
all right?
Frank, don't
swear. You know what I know why? Because I'm Frank Walker, that's why.
Frank, you're on the radio, mate.
Walker from National
Frank, you're on the radio. You're on the
radio. You know what? I don't give a
Can someone call security, please?
I'm going to go on.
Frank Walker's gone absolutely. Absolutely
this
insane.
Thing up right now.
Oh my God. Frank, that's not necessary,
right.
Mate.
Thank you.
Frank,
me.
Okay.
Security. Frank Walker from National
Security.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here. He's gone absolutely nuts. Security. Stop the recording. Someone please
Bye-bye.
Stop it. Oh my God. Okay. Someone please stop the recording. Coming up next on the program, we've got a lot more of this. What are you doing? No, don't screw that off. Because you're just going to... now you've broken it. Oh, now it's dirty. Oh, for fucks. Come on. Really? Oh, no, okay. Leave the drum set alone. No, that's the drum set. Chuck it down the fucking stairs. Jesus Christ, there it goes. Don't with the... Oh, okay. No... That's the drink cans off. It's not hot. Just don't. No. Fuck you.
And now for the guy that breaks everything. Can I help you with anything today, sir?
Yes, I'd like to have a look at your most expensive china pieces, please.
Very good, sir. If you'll follow me this way, please.
Okay.
Over here we have some very lovely... 16th century china pieces.
Yes, well, this does look quite lovely. May I see it, please?
Yes, there you are, sir. But we must ask that you pay very special attention, as this stuff is over 200 years old.
Oh, don't you worry about a thing like that, sir. I'm very, very experienced with all kinds of old relics, especially china ones. Oops!
Sir, please be more careful in future. You are aware that vase was over 500 years old and cost just well over $20,000.
Oh, will I have to pay for the damage?
Not this time, sir, but definitely the next item you break will cost you.
Well, not to worry, good man. This is the last item I shall break. I promise you that. Now, can you tell me where your old Elizabethan armoire cabinets are, please?
Certainly, sir. Please follow me down this way, if you will.
Alrighty then, so I shall. And I like the look of this one.
How old did you say this one was?
Oh, I see, sir. You have a very keen eye for detail. This one just happens to be over 700 years old.
Over 700 years old, you say?
Yes, dear
sir.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, my sainted
yes,
soul.
Yes, it's lovely.
What
sir,
a beautiful.
Sir, please don't wave your arms
absolutely
around like that.
Absolutely exquisite.
Sir, please don't wave your arms around like that.
Oh, no. No. Just, oh, no, 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 no. This will not do at all.
Terribly
sir,
sorry, sir.
You just broke every single antique in my store.
Oh, I know. I'm terribly
this
sorry.
This is worth billions, I tell you. Oh, billions and billions of pounds that you've just broken and are now strewn all over the floor.
Sucks to
what
be you.
What on earth am I going to do?
I don't know.
Sir, you've ruined me.
Oh, well.
You've ruined me.
Oh, sorry. I'm terribly sorry, sir.
Oh, sir, it's not fair. You come into my store
yes.
and you break every single one of my items.
Absolutely. Oh, I don't know why you're crying, sir. At least you've got rid of all that old junk. Now you can sell something a little bit more worth it.
Are you off your rocker? Are you completely dotty? Have you gone absolutely stark raving mad? Just get out of my store. Never darken my door again, sir.
I didn't
I
do anything.
I do not like the likes of you. Get out of my store.
No.
Get out, get out, get out,
no.
Out, out,
no.
Out, out.
No, no, no. You know what? I'm not going to leave. I'm the customer, and the customer's always right.
I said get out. Leave my store immediately, you dirty pig.
And now a children's narrator who's having a very bad day. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess. One day, the beautiful princess decided she would...
Ow! Stop it! What the fuck? Screw you, bitch! That hurt! Why the hell would you do that?
This is a kid's book, mate. We can't swear.
That did... Don't sweat! This dude literally came in and hit me for no reason while I was trying to record an audiobook. What the fuck, man?
As I said, sir, this is a kid's book. You cannot swear.
I'll piss off, you stupid engineer. I'll do whatever the hell I want. I'm the narrator and it's my bloody job and I'll do whatever the bloody hell I want.
Look, I don't need this bullshit. You know what? I'm out of here. Yeah, I quit, mate. I'm out. I'm see ya. I'm out. You can do the whole bloody thing yourself. I don't give a... I'm watching you.
What the fuck?
Little narrator.
What the hell? That's the guy that hit me. What are you doing in the engineer's booth? You know what? I'm coming to get you now, you little bastard.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Here he comes. Ow, ow. What are you doing? Ow, yeah. Stop. Ow. You'll see how powerful you are with those couple of... Ow. Stop it. Ow. Stop it. That's right. I'm a narrator. I've gone crazy. Yeah. Once upon a time, there was... Dead.
What you've just heard is a snippet of what can happen if you take a job as a narrator. Being that this job is very dangerous, there aren't many survivors that have undertaken this job and survived. But there are a few, and I'm in the studio with one of them today. This is Stephen Matthews. He was a narrator, but had to end up getting another job elsewhere because his narration job nearly killed him. And here he is to talk about it. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, mate. It's real good to be here on the program.
As you can hear, Stephen's voice does sound a little bit strange. We did have to turn the microphones down because it is unnaturally loud. Stephen, can you tell us what happened? How did you get such an, well, interesting voice?
Well, it's pretty simple, actually. What happened was that I was doing an audiobook one day and I swallowed a spit bubble and I couldn't get it out. And it's still, as you can hear, very trapped inside my throat and I can't do anything about it, which really sucks. It makes it really hard to talk. And it makes me sound like a bitch. It makes me sound like an idiot. So when I talk to people, I find that people are just laughing at me. Oh, they're always laughing at me. It's not fair. Hey, you're laughing at me too.
No, I'm not laughing.
No, you're bloody well laughing at
I'm
me.
Not
stop
laughing
at my fucking voice. It's not funny. It's not funny. I used to be a narrator, all right? And now you're going to sit there and laugh at my fucking voice. Well, fuck you, dude. And I don't want any part of this anymore. I'm going home. Oh.
The previous voice that the guy is now laughing insanely at has long since left the room in a very terrible rage, and he promised that he would exact his revenge. So I don't want to be around for that.
Long time, let me tell you.
This guy has lost his mind.
G'day, folks. Welcome to Australia's most expensive restaurant. Table for two?
Yes, please, my good man. Me and the misso over here would like to eat your most expensive food.
Yes, none of that mamby-pamby crap. We shall be eating like king and queen tonight.
Very good, ma'am. And what will you have tonight?
Yes, I shall have the omelette du merde to start. And for the main course, I think I shall partake in your roasted foie gras ranchette, please.
Very good, sir. And for madam?
Yes, I shall have the pig's testicles to start, please. And for the main course, I shall have the braised bull penis and a side of those boiled lumps of shit on a plate.
Lovely. And to drink? Oh, not much for me, thanks. Just a piss cocktail. And for ma'am?
Oh, nothing for me, thanks. I'll wait till my husband needs to go to the toilet.
All right, I'm putting a stop to this right here and now. What? Right here. No. That's filthy. That's degrading. That's vile. That's disgusting.
It was
absolutely
funny.
Just... Oh.
No, it was funny.
Oh, you people make me sick. You know that? You absolutely make me want to spontaneously combust.
Oh, right.
That is absolutely just disgust. Oh, my God. No. Oh, I can't believe you people. Oh,
yeah,
as
well,
if you would go to a restaurant and order shit like that.
Oh, well, it's not as bad as Scrooba. You know, when I did that whole, Scrooba, come here and do this and that, and really disgusting shit, you know. We didn't want to do that anymore, but this isn't as bad as Scrooba, surely.
Oh, well, that was a whole other thing. That was Scrooba. That was disgusting. That was degrading. That was filthy. I can't believe you, of all people, came up with that. And this podcast stops right now. It's getting too disgusting.
You know what? I don't think we even went far enough. I think we haven't talked about anything that more disgusting than Scrooba. How about a whole bag of toenail clippings? How about that, huh?
Oh, we're not even going to go there. We're not even going to go there.
Oh, what's the matter? Did I touch a nerve by mentioning Scrooba?
Okay. Hey, that's it. I'm out. You know what? Mentioning Scrooba was just one too many times. I don't need to hear any more of this. I'm going home. Goodbye forever. I'm not coming back to the studio. See if I ever